Jeremy Bolts. Listen to the mellifluous tones of Jeremy Bolts. That's a baby making music song right there. Known for his contemporary and soul sound and huge voice, his songs bridge the gap between folk, rock, and soul. As a vocalist, Jeremy has had the pleasure of performing for huge crowds on some of Toronto's greatest stages. He has performed at the Sony Center, North by Northeast, City Hall, and live on CBC. I don't know if you want to put City Hall in that one there. He's also toured internationally as a featured soloist with acclaimed vocal group Countermeasure, whose music video for his solo track, Life is Fine, skyrocketed to over 200,000 views on YouTube in just a few months. He's also gained notoriety as a songwriter. Two of his songs are recent semi-finalists in the Canadian Songwriting Competition, and he was awarded a music grant through Z103.5's Fund Me Fest for his song, Wrong With Me. But he grew up in Cleveland, so that explains a few things about him. Is Cleveland apparently rocks, I think.
That's what the Drew Carey Show told me.
I know. You remember that?
Oh, I loved it. It was great. It's like, you can't be from Cleveland and not love that show.
Yeah. Welcome, man.
Thanks. Thanks for having me.
Explain to everyone how we met.
We met at Folk Music Ontario, which is a great great folk festival thing in guess what? It's in Ontario. And I was doing a showcase at like a... like they do like late night showcases in hotel rooms. I think I was playing at like 2 a.m. or something like that.
And I stumbled in.
Yeah, there were four people in the room and I knew three of them. And Drew was the fourth. yeah, which is true.
It's the kind of like I it's really hard to explain. First of all, it's an insider's deal.
Oh, yeah.
I wish it was open to the public, but then it wouldn't be as cool.
It's true, yeah.
So I kind of liken it to walking into any number of clubs in Nashville where some of the best music is playing and there's six people in the room.
Yeah.
That's what happened there.
It's true. Yeah.
So good. Well, and an incredible amount of free alcohol.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was a good party. It was a very good party.
I was just looking for pretzels, man. I need something to soak it up.
Yeah.
It's good. Okay, Jeremy, you know, you and I were chatting just before the show, and your bio says, you know, you've been performing for 18 years throughout Canada, but you really, what? Like, you've only been kind of doing this for 2 years. So help me understand the two-year and the 18-year thing.
Here's how that comes up. I've been in a, so I came up to Canada from the States 12 years ago, and I joined some choirs when I got here because I liked, you know, I like singing with people. And I've been in a group, Countermeasure, for 10 years, and we've been touring. We just got back from Vancouver. We're going to Japan in a couple months. We've done Europe and stuff. So I've had a lot of stage experience and vocal experience kind of live. But for my own solo music and songwriting, I've only been doing that professionally 2 years because I was in grad school till, you know, 2016.
Graduating from what? With what?
I got a PhD in mathematics.
Of course you did.
At U of T, yeah.
I'm sorry, one more time, please.
PhD in mathematics, yeah. Probability theory is what I studied.
What are the odds?
pretty good. So, yeah. And then I didn't use that degree in any way.
Really?
And
so it's true what we all said in school.
Yeah, exactly.
This is useless. What is this? How is this going to serve me in my future life?
Yeah, bingo.
Math sucks.
I love math. I love learning math. I loved learning math. I didn't love doing math. And those are very different things. So that
don't you learn by doing?
Sort of. Yeah. Yeah, you do. You got to do a little bit.
Right.
But, yeah, I loved learning and I loved teaching. But then I realized, you know, I was teaching large courses, like first year calculus and stuff, you know, to 200, 250 person auditoriums.
Wow.
And I was like, you know what? I think I just like performing and that's why I like teaching. And I preferred singing my songs on stage to teaching calculus to first years. So that's what I'm doing.
So as I think back to the first time I saw you, I mean, I'd already been to like 14 hotel rooms and saw all these different people. That just sounded weird, didn't it? Saw all these people performing. That still sounds weird. Singing, songwriting, you know, all these gigs. And then I walked into yours, and I think there are two things that stood out for me, possibly three. Let's see how this goes. Number one, the soul range in your voice grabbed me right away. Number two, there was a song that you sang that I'd like you to sing today that talked about your father.
Yeah, yeah.
And it had me weeping, like I was leaking like a roof.
Yeah.
And then the third thing was, you did have, like, anybody that can actually perform with six or five people in the room or whatever, that means you're really good at breaking down the fourth wall.
Mm, yeah, thanks. I did a lot of improv comedy. I did improv comedy for like 8 years.
Where?
There was a small theater in Toronto mostly, but I went to Chicago and New York too for a little bit.
Did you Second City stuff at all?
I did a little bit, of Second City.
There you look familiar, man.
Okay.
Did you do any improv courses?
Yeah, I did. I did some improv courses.
With Lisa?
Lisa Merchant?
Yes.
I've seen her a lot on stage and maybe performed with her, but I don't think
we weren't in the same class. Okay.
I don't think we were in the same class.
Okay.
We might have seen each other around the halls though.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah. So I did a lot of that. And that helps kind of, you know, with audience rapport. And right? Like you do improv shows to crowds of four or five people who struggle to laugh, so you really gotta make it entertaining.
Yeah.
You know? Same deal.
Yeah. I remember doing my first stand up gig was at Absolute Comedy. And I was with a bunch of, you know, stand-up students, and we're all supposed to try out our material in front of each other,
yeah.
Right? And I didn't want to do that. I felt like I can perform when there's a crowd, but I can't do what you do. When there's six people there, I don't want to perform. I want to hang out.
Yeah, I know. Drink a beer, talk
yes.
about whatever.
Anything.
Yeah.
But perform, no way. So I lied to the class the whole time and said, no, I got nothing yet. No,
oh, wow.
No, I don't have anything yet. No, I got nothing. They thought I was just some flunky who's going to fail and blah. I mean, I was a flunky and I almost did fail, but I just didn't, I couldn't. And then so it was showtime. It's like, do you really have something? It's like, yeah, I think I got something.
You know what? Yeah, I wrote it down real quick.
On a napkin.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, man, let's get you doing a tune because that's kind of why you're here.
Right.
His name is Jeremy Voltz. His website is jeremyvoltzmusic.com. jeremyvoltzmusic.com. I want people to buy your music. Can they buy your music?
I would love that. You can get my album. I released an album in October called Bend the Tracks. Published.
It's called what?
Bend the Tracks.
Okay.
And it was I have a publisher, Nightingale Music, who's been really helpful with it. You can buy that on. It's on Spotify. You can stream it there, or it's on iTunes. All the stuff.
Yeah.
The place you can buy music.
Let me just say that to our listeners while you're tuning.
Yeah.
I feel very passionately about music that I'm passionate about, and I like your music so much. I like your range, your style, your delivery so much that if you don't like Jeremy Voltz, then you and I will never be friends. That's how strongly I feel about you.
Okay, so any day that I wake up and feel kind of bad about myself,
I'm just like, remember that.
I don't really like myself. I'm going to be like, damn, you and I aren't friends anymore.
No, stop it. Okay, what song are we doing here, man?
Okay, this is a song that I wrote to my wife to kind of apologize for all the times that I was less than perfect.
Is it called Hold Me Tight?
It's not. But man, okay, you've been, sorry, I gotta talk. Yeah, you've been doing this thing with Sue Johnson and Hold Me Tight.
Yeah.
And I actually brought that book to the studio because I love it so much. It has meant so much to me and my wife. We've been married 12 years. And that book just turned so many things around when we were going through hard stuff. And
isn't
like
it?
When I saw on your website that you were using that book, I was like, nice. I had to bring it. It's so good.
Good.
So
good.
Yeah, I'm really glad you're doing that.
I will tell Sue you say hello.
Yeah, please do. Please do. We've never met, and
no.
She'll be like, cool, I don't know who that is, but thanks for telling me.
I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, so set this song up again.
Okay, yeah. So this is a song for my wife about just not being perfect and letting fear take over.
Exactly.
And thinking that they're kind of monsters and boogeymen there that aren't there.
That are just not there.
And as much as I know that, it's still going to happen.
I love it. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, the one and only Mr. Jeremy Voltz.
Thank you.
And I know there's nothing there at all. Nothing there at all, all, all. In my head, there's a shadow on the wall. This night is growing a monster 50 feet tall. And I know there's nothing. I know there's nothing there at all. In my head, there's a shadow on the wall. This night is growing a monster 50 feet tall. And I know there's nothing. I know there's nothing there at all.
Jeremy Volz, live on the Drew Marshall Show. So now you know that if you like his music, then you and I can be friends. That's kind of how it works. Jeremy, anomaly is a word I would use for you.
Oh.
As a math dude, you should probably get that.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you understand why I see you as an anomaly?
I do get that a lot.
Okay, it's not a new thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, I've heard that before.
Why do people use that? Why do people drop that on you all the
time? Well, you know, I'm a math guy, and I look kind of like a math guy, and I'm kind of nerdy and stuff. And then I have kind of a voice that doesn't sound like it comes out of my body.
Yeah, so this is leading me to, what is wrong with you? Wait, let me rephrase that.
Yeah.
Where did the soul come from?
That's... Man, I think it's just what I was listening to growing up. I mean, I think that's where most of the musical traditions that we have are, right? It's singing along in the car, and you turn the music up loud enough so that you can't hear yourself, and you try to do what everybody's doing. Mm-hmm. And if you're blasting Stevie Wonder or something, or Lauryn Hill, then like that's what you're trying to do.
Yeah.
You know, so that's what shaped my voice.
But it's more than just punching out soul. You also have this... you have a Cat Stevens resonance.
Hmm. Okay.
And that's a rare combination, I think. I've never heard anybody with that same kind of resonance hit the, you know, same. Okay. What I'm trying to say is you are, you're like folk funk.
Oh, yeah. That's kind of what I'm going for.
I guessed it right?
Yeah, you guessed it. But I've never heard that term before. Folk funk is great. I'm going to steal that. Thank you.
Anytime.
Yeah. It's great. Because what I like about folk is the ability to tell a story. You don't, generally folk is kind of from the East Coast tradition in Canada.
Diddly-dee with a bit of diddly-dee.
Yeah, a lot of diddly-dee. And so you don't have kind of the blues-inspired riffs and vocal presence that I grew up with. So I like to blend those as much as possible.
Well, nailed it.
You nailed it.
All right, stop talking. Please play a song.
Okay.
Holy cow.
Okay, I can do that.
Can I just say that it would be great. Would you mind playing at my funeral? I don't have it planned yet, but...
Yeah, no problem. Okay. No problem. Like, when are you thinking?
I don't know.
Okay.
Thursday?
Oh, great. Yeah. I got a morning thing, but I'll be there in a second.
I got a morning thing. You're funny. What's this song all about, man?
Okay. This is the last song on my last album. It's called One Day at a Time. And the album has a lot of, you know, it's a band thing. There's drums and stuff. This song I kept acoustic guitar. I wrote it for a friend who's going through a really tough time. And this song got recently picked up by The Dodo, which is like a show on Animal Planet. They used it for an animal rescue thing. And people were just, you know, they didn't say what the song was, but people were like, what is this song? And I've gotten a lot of influx of really beautiful messages from it. One person thought it was Cat Stevens, actually. Now that you mentioned that,
really?
I sound like Cat Stevens, yeah. One person's like, I think it's Cat Stevens. But people have written out the lyrics and so that they have it, and just it's been really, really Great.
And it's called again?
One Day at a Time.
One Day at a Time. Jeremy Volz live on The Drew Marshall Show.
There are days when living seems harder than it should, when it's hard to see the good in what is happening. And on those days I tell myself that nothing lasts forever, that pain will come and go, but I'll be standing. Don't let the darkness take you, will cast you down and break you. You're stronger than you think you are. You are strong enough to live this life. Just take it one day at a time. You may dream of taking exactly what you want, of handily confronting all your problems, but problems never break themselves in easy little pieces. They hang just like a cloud that keeps on raining. And I wish that I could tell you, or shake you and compel you, to walk out in the rain and say that I am strong enough to live this life. Just take it one day at a time. Won't be easy, and you wonder how you made it this far, but you did, and you did it one day at a time. Oh, you did it one day at a time.
Pretty, pretty song, man. Oh, buddy. Yeah. Man, that's got royalties written all over it.
Thanks.
What a great tune. So your guitar playing, I don't remember your guitar playing being as amazing as it is. First of all, let's talk about this Taylor.
Yeah.
That's a sweet little axe.
This Taylor I bought it used, because... You know, why buy a new guitar? There's so many. So much.
Let someone else beat the lacquer up, so it, you know, you get more of a flavor out of it.
Exactly. And so I bought it and I took it home to try it out, and I turned it over, and on the back of it, I noticed that somebody had written something on paper, and you could see the indents of the pen on the back of the guitar, and I looked, and it was a bunch of math.
Actually. What?
Somebody had chosen the back of this guitar to do math homework on, and I was like, okay, well, I got to buy it. I got to keep this guitar. That's meant to be.
That's funny.
Yeah, I mean, I love it. Like, it's great.
Where did the playing come from? Because you're pulling out some wacky chords, man.
I
expect a guy with your vocals to get away with bar chords. But yeah. No.
Thanks. Well, my musical journey through instruments has been really interesting. Like, I started on drums. Drums are what I consider my main instrument.
Okay.
Like, I'm better at that than guitar, for sure.
Wow.
But once I started singing, I was like, well, you know, I can't. It's hard to play drums and sing, right?
It's a rare thing, unless you're Phil Collins.
Yeah. Or, the band. But, so I started learning guitar, and I really loved electric guitar because it was easier on the fingers, right? So that I feel like you can do kind of more interesting stuff on electric guitar, and then it was a challenge to move it to acoustic, but you know, I did that young enough that it was okay. But the weird chords and stuff, because I don't like to just stick to kind of normal chords. That's all coming from that vocal group that I sing with, Countermeasure. We do a lot of jazz-inspired stuff, and our artistic director is a jazz dude. He's a genius.
Yeah.
So I don't necessarily know exactly what I'm doing. Like, I can't necessarily name everything and explain it.
No.
But my ear has gotten used to complicated sounding
things. Which one?
So the left one.
Okay.
Yeah. The right one's deaf completely.
It's what?
No. yeah. So.
Wow.
Yeah, so it was through the vocal group that really those things. And that song had way more complicated chords.
How do you know that you are as good as people say you are?
Oh, I don't. I don't trust a thing anybody ever says. I've just
so Canadian of you.
Constantly paranoid.
Yeah.
That's why.
But you're American.
I'm American.
You should be a little more arrogant.
Oh, I'll try.
Okay.
I don't know. It's tough. I need to go back there and visit and just like soak up
the arrogance.
Soak up the arrogance. Yeah, exactly. Just breathe it.
Arrogancy. Arrogance.
Yeah. But that's why. Yeah. The fact that I never trust people when they give me a compliment is why I love when people hate me. Because I know it's honest. When somebody just rips into me,
yeah.
It's the best feeling in the world. I would be.
I feel the exact same.
I'd be such a good villain in like a wrestling thing. Or something. Man, I would love to
be a heel.
That. Yeah. Oh, I want to be the heel so bad. I did this this Fun Me Fest thing, and there were 1,000 people in the crowd, and I didn't real. They asked me where I was from on stage, right? And I'm about to perform a song, and when somebody asks me where I'm from, I think it means where did I grow up,
right?
So I said Cleveland. And I don't follow basketball. And I didn't realize that the Cavs had just put the Raptors out of the playoffs.
Wow.
And 1,000 people leapt to their feet to boo me with everything they had. Like,
that's
like
a great start to one of your gigs.
Yeah, exactly.
You'd love that.
Yeah. 1,000 people just booing you so hard. And it was one of the greatest experiences of my life. I loved it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just to be filled
with so funny. Much hate. I feel the exact same way when someone rips me for this show.
Yeah.
Which, oddly enough, is pretty... frequent. I believe it.
I don't know. I love
I trust it.
It's honest, you know? I love feeling that honesty.
That's why I read the negative stuff on the show.
Yeah.
I don't read like, first of all, who does that?
Yeah.
But to read the negative stuff, it's just the best.
I know, it's so good. Oh,
you should write a song about pessimism or I don't know.
Yeah.
Caustic songwriting.
Oh yeah. It's great. Just like being the villain. I love being the villain.
I'm friends with a guy named Ted DiBiase who played he was the Million Dollar Man in the WWE.
Oh, wow.
And he was the heel. And so I didn't know what the heel was, but as soon as I found out what a heel was in wrestling, it's like, yeah, that's my world.
Yeah, I know. Oh man, in improv comedy, I would always be the villain.
Would
like,
you?
Instantly, yeah. Like to the point that like my teammates had to be like, could you like not sometimes?
Yeah.
Could you just be a good normal person?
Yeah, try nice.
Yeah, it's tough.
Yeah. I'm live in the studio with Jeremy Volz. Very excited to have Mr. Volz here. Do you drive a Volkswagen?
I drive.
How many Volz jokes are there?
I drive a bicycle. I don't know. I remember in shop class, my shop teacher was like, oh, yeah, Volz, like 9,000 Volz. And he'd call me that. And I'm like, that's not a thing. There's so many Volz jokes. 9,000 Volz?
No, that's not even a thing.
It's not a thing. Like 9 Volt, that would make.
He was obviously used to working with wood.
Yeah, fair. Fair.
Yeah, he wasn't exactly an arc welder. I don't know how many Volz that is. Are the arc welders? That's a lot of Volz.
Yeah. Protect your eyes.
Protect your eyes. You're a funny dude.
Oh, thanks.
All right, what are we doing? What song?
Okay, this is a brand new song off an EP I'm working on right now that I'm really excited about. The EP is like kind of Imagine Dragons meets John Legend. I just got back from Paris to mix it.
Of course you did.
Yeah.
Because you have to go to Paris to mix a EP.
Let me ask you this. Why would you not go to Paris
Good
to
point.
Mix an EP?
Yep, yeah, you win.
Paris,
yeah.
Ontario?
Not Paris, Ontario,
not Paris,
Tim.
Ontario.
Thanks for chirping in, though.
Yeah.
What's the song called?
So this is called Running Away.
Why?
So I recently wrote, I wrote down the list of all the names of everybody who's ever meant anything to me in my life. Just to walk down memory lane. I had a train ride.
That's a good exercise.
Yeah,
I
highly recommend it. It was so fun. I had a long train ride to Montreal, and I just started writing names. And you're going back, you're remembering all these moments. People snap back into your memory. Mm. And then when I was kind of done for the most part, I realized, man, every single one of these names is a song. You know, is a song to somebody.
Yeah.
And so this song came out of one of those names that I was like, I gotta write it. You know.
Beautiful. Love it. Yeah. Live on the Drew Marshall Show, Jeremy Volz.
I see you standing in the doorway, smoking a cigarette that you bought from a friend for a dollar. And I know that you wash your hands so your mom can't smell it on your fingers. And you think about running away. Yeah, you think about running away. I thought that we would stay together with nothing in common, But our dreams of being somebody new, two lovers in Paris, drinking coffee on the terrace in the evening, and we think about running away. Yeah, we think about running away. You keep your seatbelt on 4 hours, parked in the driveway with your hand that keeps on touching the keys. Where would you go? Where would you go?
Jeremy Volz, buddy. So there, you got it. Like, there's something you suck at, right? What is it?
I'm not a great swimmer. You know?
Really?
Yeah, I stole that from a friend of mine, but it's true. I'm a really bad swimmer. Real bad. I can be really stubborn, you know? Can be hard to work with other people sometimes.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, kind of the just common.
What would your wife say?
She'd say I'm a know-it-all. For sure.
You are a know-it-all.
Yeah, I'm a know-it-all. I get, because I taught for so many years that I'll put on like a professory vibe sometimes.
Dude.
And like, it's like a little bit lectury. It's a horrible thing I do.
No, that's, yeah, I have snuck up behind people like that and given them wedgies.
Yeah, I deserve it. You know, if you see me, pick me up and shove my head into a toilet bowl.
Yeah, swirly. You know? Love it. Yeah. Love it.
Yeah.
Beautiful. I would be very interested. I'm sorry, now I'm throwing out something I always talk about on the show. And this moment's brought to you by Rob Gerber, the Enneagram.
Yeah.
If you're digging the Hold Me Tight stuff, and there's some handles there for you.
Yeah.
It would be fascinating for you to do the Enneagram, which is just, it's another. Remember Myers-Briggs and the personality typing stuff, like that sort of thing.
I love that.
Well, I didn't love Myers-Briggs because it was too. Whatever part of the brain that I don't have, it was letters. I could never remember what my letters were.
Oh, yeah.
And it was all about leadership and growth and blah, blah, blah. This one shows you your skid marks as well, and I love this typing system. It is way more than it's not even a typing
system. It just tears you down and makes you feel horrible.
No, it's not. They didn't come up with it in Nashville. Growing up in Cleveland, Jeremy became a multi-instrumentalist and band leader. Down. That sounded like a
Peter Gunn.
It sounded like Get Smart, the theme.
Oh, yeah,
Get Smart. I just had a moment. First studying jazz, drumming, then guitar, piano, and all the while honing the voice he is renowned for. Since moving to Toronto in 2007, he has immersed himself in the musical network of Toronto, performing, collaborating with up-and-coming Canadian artists like Alicia Brilla. Dude, Tim, why didn't I remember her to bring her back?
Because you're an idiot.
Because I am an idiot. Yeah. I'm writing that down. Wow.
You're writing down that you're an idiot?
No.
Oh, okay. No, you're writing down. I need to
reach out to her again.
Yeah, she's great. She's great.
So
I played drums in a band with her when she was first starting. I was her drummer.
Oh. Did you play at a club in Kitchener, Waterloo area with her on the drums?
Maybe. I think we opened.
I have seen you, man, is what I'm trying to get at.
Yeah. We opened for April Wine, I think.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was going here. Yeah. So April Wine, Corey Hart, really?
Yeah.
Nick Yanofsky, another Glass Tiger.
Yeah.
Kim Mitchell, Blue Rodeo. To name a few.
Yeah.
All right, take us out with one more song, dude.
This is the song I dedicate to you. So.
Oh, this is the dad song?
This is the dad song,
dude,
yeah.
Dude, if you make me leak again, it's not going to be cool.
Okay, well, grab some tissues. This song was about my dad, who was always there for me growing up. He was an incredible friend. Anytime I had a problem, he was amazing. And then when we were older and I'm an adult, you know, suddenly he's going through a hard time and he wouldn't share it with me. Hmm. He wouldn't let me be, you know, for him what he was for me growing up. And so this song is about just letting me in, basically.
Beautiful. Yep. Jeremy Voltz on the Drew Marshall Show. The website again is Jeremy Voltz Music.
You made it back to shore 100 times. You can still feel the sand on your feet. Though you think you can fight the tide. How long have you been out to sea? Now you're on your own, sinking fast through the deep like a stone. And it's my turn to dive in and save. I can save you, I can save you. Oh, don't let there be a first time you pull away, 'cause I'm here to stay. I know you can hear my voice as you quietly hide your pain. You can't keep me from making this choice. There's nothing that would scare me away. Now you're on your own, sinking fast through the deep like a stone. And it's my turn to dive in and save. I can save you, I can save you. Don't let there be a first time you pull away, 'cause I'm here to stay. Don't let that be a first time you pull away, 'cause I'm here to stay, I'm here to stay. 'Cause I'm here to stay.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Jerk. Jeremy, thank you very, very much for coming to Canada, number one.
You're welcome.
Thank you for coming to our show.
Thanks for having me.
And, you know, sometimes I say this to artists and I actually don't mean it. But I will be following your career and I expect a lot, so don't poop the bed.
I will try not to poop the bed.
All right.
Drew, for you.
Yeah. Thank you, for me.
Yeah, for you.
Jeremy Volz, ladies and gentlemen, what a privilege to have him in the studio. Jeremy Volz, music.com, that is who we've been chatting with. Jeremy, is there anything you want our listeners to know before you go?
Yeah, please, you know, follow me on Instagram, Jeremy Volz Music, Facebook, all that stuff. You can listen to my new album, Bend the Tracks, in October, and check my website for dates in and around the GTA in Toronto.
Wow, very well done.
Thanks.
Very well done. See, you do have a bit of American in you. You can promote a little.
I can promote a little.